But as I was answering these questions and seeing that I was at odds with some of our teachings, eventually I reached out to Greg and Mike and saw that they were on the same page. And then I had a discussion with my dad about some of these issues and said, look, you know, you want us to answer all these questions, and the problem is to answer some of these, especially on the issue of the Trinity, we're going to have to acknowledge we're wrong. So my dad embraced that immediately and said, then what we need to do is organize this. Let's teach all our ministry first where we were wrong and that the Trinity is right, and then they can teach our membership. We tried to have a confidential two-week session with all the leading ministers in Pasadena and to show you how well that worked. At the first break, after we said we need to keep this confidential, we're going to go through 2 weeks of training and discussion here and answer all the questions. First day, the first break, they were out making phone calls, warning people, telling people the primal forces are being shaken, and so there was no confidentiality. And so thereafter, in any book I would check out of the library, if someone could see what it was, they would predict that was the next change that's going to occur in the church. So that's physically how it started. We were answering questions, and my dad had a dream that we could go methodically, slowly, and answer everybody's questions. But as I tried to explain to him, that's just really a dream. People ask questions, and you have to answer their questions, and one question leads to another question, and you can't say, "Look, we're not going to answer questions for a year." You got to answer the questions, and that's why I say the metaphor is like the brake put on the accelerator and questions just poured in, and we answered them the best we could at the time and never really could foresee all the changes that were going to occur on down the road.